Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet. We're on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Here we go. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, so what do you do when you find an Avodah Zarah? You're not allowed to have an offerment. So what do? Shochek, grind it up. Vizorah Leruach, and throw it up into the wind. Or Mat Delayam, or throw it into the ocean. Amrulo, they told back to Rabbi Yossi, Af Hu Nasa Zevel. Well, if you can't use it, throw it up in the wind, it'll fertilize the ground. You can't do that. Shinemar, like it says, lo yidbak biyadchum u'man acherim. You can't have any enjoyment, not one hana from the idol. So if you grind it up and you throw it in your yard, it fertilizes your yard. How does metal fertilize your yard? Tosfos asked that question, and the answer is because there's a Gemara that says that you're not allowed to do. We're going to do that.
Stone.
What?
It still doesn't fertilize.
Right. Well, now you're not allowed to do kisi adam with here. Tosfos says it on top. We're going to get to it in a second. So therefore, the other Rabbanan, right? I'm sorry. Rabbi Yossi said that. And Amrulo, who said to him, the Rabbanan, you can't do that. Therefore, the Gemara is going to say that you have to go to the Yam HaMelech, which has nothing comes out of there. That's right. It's a wasteland. That's all you have to do. Put in the wasteland. So Tanya, Amalahem Rabbi Yossi says to them, what's your issue? Valok Farnemar, but it says, now it doesn't say it in this week's Parsha. It says it in Dvarim, when Moshe is telling over the story of the Egel, but it's this week's Parsha. So it says in the Parsha, Valok Farnemar, Vetchataschem, Asher Rasitzem as the Egel, and the sin that you did when you made the Egel, Lakachti, I took it, the Esher of Oso, Ba'esh, Moshe says I burnt it, the Ekoch, Ve'ekos oson tochen hetiv, and I ground it up very well. Adasher dakla afar, until it was as fine as earth. Ve'eshluches afar al nachal yorei minahar, and I threw it down into the valley. Right? So therefore, what do you see? Right? And Moshe wasn't concerned that it was going to somehow fertilize. He didn't care. Moshe didn't care. Now, Rashi says, it didn't bother him. He wasn't concerned about that issue. So what are you hocking me? He wasn't concerned about that issue. Why didn't Moshe just take the egel and throw it into the river whole? Why do you have to grind it up? Why do you have to do that? Just take it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Throw it into the river. Why do you have to grind it up? So Rashi says, lo niskavin el lebadkan besotos. He did it to check out, to do bedika on the people like a sota, right? He made them, he ground it up, made them drink it, and the ones who, now Rashi says, Shahamayim bodkin osan shechatu v'harugim osam. The water would, this water, it was magic water, it would determine whether or not they were guilty, right? Kedamin and Hasam, zivuach v'kitur, if they actually worshipped the Egel, they brought karbonos to the Egel, besayif, they could kill with a sword. Gifeh v'nisheg, if they just bowed to it or give it a kiss, that's ba'askara. That was a different kind of punishment. And so me'ach belibo, if they just were happy inside, b'hadrakon, then they died, their stomach burst, which is the same thing happens to a sota. Okay? So the other mefarshim explain, right? The Ravid explains that why can't they just drop dead? Well, they have to drink a sota and then die. So the Ravid explains, what Rashi's saying is, had people just dropped dead. Who are those people? Those people didn't do anything. They didn't worship the eagle. They didn't kiss it. What were they? They were happy about it in their heart. So if all those people just dropped dead, people are going to tie it on Hashem. What are you just killing people for no reason? So, no, there was a reason. The reason was they were happy about it. So, but I don't just drop people just drop dead. So I'll make them drink this thing, and then they'll drop dead. Then everyone will know. Oh, that's the one that was happy in his heart. You hear that, Vart? Very interesting, Vart.
2 million people drank this thing?
What?
2 million people?
Yeah. You happy about that? Yeah. 2 million people. Right? So that's that's why Hashem did this, so no one should have a tie on him.
Well, small question. Why wouldn't he say, first of all, there's no worry about it. Why are they growing in the Midbar anyway?
What?
Why are they growing in the Midbar?
No, the point is you can't have hana.
No, I'm saying, Moshe wasn't worried about it.
He wasn't worried about fertilizer, whatever it was. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter. The point is you're not allowed to have hana. So how can he just scatter it around? He's not allowed to have anah. The answer is, no, Amrlo, Misham Raya? That's a Raya? Harehu Omer Vayizer al Pnei Hamayim Visha gets Pnei Yisrael. Lonis Gavin El Lebokin List Kisotos. He didn't sprinkle it on his lawn. That's not what Moshe did with it. He made everyone drink it, right? Okay. Amalehem Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says back. Exactly. But what? That passage from this week's parsha.
Is that whole Klal Yisrael had to drink?
He just asked that question. I don't know. I don't know who drank it. Because it says anyone who was just happy in his heart. So who was that?
Yeah, so who was that?
I don't know.
Is it Yahu Melech? Is it Dafi Yahu Melech?
No. So Yahu Melech is the only place...
down to Dead Sea is where they made their idols?
Yes, it's the only place in the world where it's a mamash wasteland. From the oceans. Right? Nothing grows in there.
Is this Gemara written in Babel?
I don't know. I don't know. So when I went on a tour once to Yahu Melech, the tour guide gave a whole thing about how many times in Shas mentions Yahu Melech, and all for the same purpose. That's where the wasteland is.
Never anything good.
What? No, never anything good. Never anything good. Right? You go to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, and there's growth, things growing there. You go to the bottom of the Dead Sea, nothing there. Right? So Omelhem Rabbi Yossi, no. Falop Farnemar, Vagam, okay, that's a new thing. So Tosfos says, look at the top Tosfos. Mashma, it's Mashma, Avol Bashar Makomos, Shchikas Kli Mateches, Megadol Tzmachem. That if not, that otherwise, metal would grow things. It helps the fertilization process. How could that be? The kasha, the parakisi adam, right? That doesn't say how could that be because scientifically it's not true. No, it's a gemara that says it's not true, right? How do you know the sky is blue? Because the pasuk said so. The kasha and the kasha, because it says where am I? The kasha, the parakisi adam kamar ein mechasin b'shchikas kli mateches. You know how they do kisi adam with metal filings, lefisha ein megadel tzmachem, because it doesn't grow. It doesn't help. It's metal. So you can't do kisei adam, because it doesn't help. So what's the issue here with grinding up? It's not going to make a difference anyway. It's not going to fertilize. Metal doesn't fertilize. V'yesh lomar tells us the answer, the lechudei v'ade ein matzmiach. No, by itself, metal doesn't fertilize. Aval kishehu mezabel bakarka, hamagadel tzmachem, hu gorem u'mesayim latzmiach. With other fertilizer, it'll help. Right, by itself, it does nothing. It's metal. With other fertilizer, then it helps, says Tosfos. Inami, kishenisraf, kmo egel, magadol tzmachim, vasamari below sreifa. Maybe it depends if you burn it or not. Okay, fine. So, that's not a kasha on Rabbi Yossi who said that you just put into your lawn. That wasn't a kasha. Right? Master Moshe did that? No, Moshe didn't do that. Right? So next, it says, Amr Lehem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says, yeah, you're bothering me about putting it into the lawn? But look, for but it says in Divrei Yomim, V'gam Macha Imo, right? Macha was the mother of Asa, Hamelech, Hisira Mikvira Asher Asa Matzal Mitzal Mifal Tzasa, some kind of a Avodah Zarah, V'yadek, they ground it up, V'yisrov, and they burnt it, V'nachal Kidron. And they threw it into the Kidron Valley. So what do you see? You see that they didn't care about this issue, about fertilizing. They didn't bother them. Amalam, Misham Raya, no Nachal Kidron, ain't no Megadol Tzmachim. Nothing grows in Nachal Kidron. The Gemara didn't say that about the Midbar. Nothing grows in Nachal Kidron. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'lo v'atanya, Elu v'elu. Elu v'elu means the dam, Rashi says, the dam of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the dam HaPanimi, the both dams, you poured it down the tubes by the Mizbeach, and it somehow flowed out into the Nachal Kidron, right? Sheshirehem, the Shbachan al Yisod Mizbeach HaChitzon, the leftover blood was poured down those tubes, Vehen Yardin Min HaYisod, L'Ritzpa, and it would go out into the Kidron Valley, and the Gemara continues, Elu V'Elu Mizarvin Ba'ama, they would go down to the tube, V'Yotzal Nachal Kidron, V'Nimkarin L'Ganonim U'Lazavu L'Molim Ben, and it would go out there, the gardeners would buy it for fertilizer. And you over meal if you do. So what do you mean that nothing grows in Nachal Kidron? So the Gemara says, no. Mekomos, yesh bo. Different areas in Nachal Kidron. Yesh, makom megadol tzmachim, v'yesh makom she'en megadol tzmachim. Some grew, some didn't grow. So they...
Oh, that's not like a lie. What
do you mean?
It's not saying something's growing. I mean, they bought it from there.
Right.
Somewhere else.
Even if it's for there. So, okay, fine. So the answer is, not every place in Nachal Kidron had it. My mitzal mifal tzasa. What does that mean? The word mifal tzasa. So Amar Yehuda. It's some kind of avodah zara. To have a mafliya litzenusa. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable litzanus. What does that mean? Kedutani Rabbi Yosef. Kimin zach was asasolo. It looked like a male organ. For haisad nivelis lo b'cholayom. And he was, and she was having relations with it all the time. Some idol. Okay. Amar lu Rabbi Yosef. Another kasha. They said. Yeah? Oh, interesting. So Amalahan Sabiosi. So Sabiosi says back to them, again, you're bothering me, you're telling me that I'm not allowed to throw it down into the yard. I can't put it into the yard because it's gonna be Avodah Zarah Hana. Follow up for Nemar another time. It says Vikara Vikiseis Nachash Anachoshes Asher Asa Moshe. They took the Nachoshes that Moshe made and they ground it up. Amalo, and what? And it's also made out of metal, and they ground it up. What did they do with it? The stomach, they threw it into the yard. So Amalo, Misham Raya, Hari Omer, it says, Yomer Hashem El Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Asay Lucha Saraf, make for yourself, meaning, Lucha, Misha Lucha. Who owned it? Moshe. The Ein Adam Oser Davor She'ein or Shalom. You can't Oser something that doesn't belong to you. So Moshe made it, not on the Tavodah Zarah. People, Rosh Moshe made, Hashem told him, make this snake thing, this idol of a snake, and somehow that's going to heal people. So he did it. Now, I can worship it all I want. It doesn't have the status of an Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because how could I ask for your item? So if you have a cow, and I bow down to your cow, I start treating your cow like it's a god, I can't ask for your cow. Right? Why not? Because you can't ask for somebody else's item. If I walk into your kitchen and I take your pots and pans and I cook meat and milk together, did I asa your pot? 100%. I can't asa something that doesn't belong to me. It's not that kind of asering. Right, exactly. You have to make a distinction between that, right? So, but if it's an avodah zarah, I can't do that.
If you think about it, it makes no sense.
What makes no sense?
Makes sense. You're right.
Because
everybody's got a different avodah zarah.
I see your cow.
That's not why.
And I think your cow is a god. So I worship
it. You worship it. But
I can't ask it. Your cow. It doesn't belong to me.
Exactly.
My own cow I could. Not your cow.
Right. So
but your pots and pans I can't ask.
So everybody's got an individual of a desert. So there's 5,000 of a desert.
Okay.
That's not the problem. The end result is somebody worshipped the cow.
Right. Exactly. It was a nevad.
Exactly.
Somebody worshipped it. You can't bring that as a carbon. Right? You can't bring a carbon that's a nevad. Now I'll do that.
Nothing else. What's the question on Moshe's thing? Was Moshe's thing?
Right. So the point is, therefore, when they ground it up, it was not an Avodah Zarah. It was Moshe's personal item. It wasn't an Avodah Zarah. Why not? Moshe didn't make it for an Avodah Zarah. Moshe made it for Hashem told him to. It's not an Avodah Zarah. You made it into an Avodah Zarah?
Who did? The Jews didn't make this snake.
Yeah. That's what Gemara assumes. Yeah. They made it into a Avodah Zarah. They started worshiping it as an Avodah Zarah. So Chizkio said, I think that's who it was, we got to get rid of this. We're going to ground it up and throw it into the yard. I have to throw it into the yard? Because it's not a Avodah Zarah. It's not officially a Avodah Zarah. Unofficially it is. It's not officially a Avodah Zarah. What? It wasn't made in Avodah Zarah, right? Now, it belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. It didn't belong to Klal Yisrael. It belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. So I can't ask if I bow down to it. Can I bow down to it? Of course I can. Do I ask for it? No, I don't. Chizkiyahu said, I don't want people bowing down to this. I'm going to ground it up. It's put in the yard. How can you put it in the yard? You're going to be fertilizing the yard? Yeah, but it's not Avodah Zarah.
So how does it heal everybody? I mean,
magic thing when we had.
The whole purpose of that thing was to heal. Everybody gets healed when
right.
You look up in it.
The Gemara finishes. V'hasam. But then who that could say, lo ha'yitzarach. Didn't have to grind it up. He didn't have to do that. Elakiv and dechazet dekato Yisrael basrei. Since he saw that people were following it as an idol, amad v'kitaso. He got up and he ground it up. He destroyed it. So amalehem. Okay. Fine. That kasha. Amalehem. They told him, v'alok fanar, but it says, v'yaz v'usham etz atzveihem, that they abandoned, this is by David HaMelech somewhere, right? It says that when David fought the Plishtim, v'yaz v'usham etz atzveihem, v'yithum David v'anoshav. That the Plishtim abandoned their idols, and David and his men ground them up and threw them into the river, and threw them into the air, right? And they weren't worried that they were going to make fertilizer in the ground. They didn't care about that. So the Gemara says, "My mashma, the hide by Yisu'um David lishna dizeruyehu." Well, who said that word even means to plant, or to throw it up? To scatter. Who said it means to scatter? So could the Targum Rabbi Yosef? Because the Targum that Rabbi Yosef said from the Targum, Tizram veruach tisaim. That's the same word, but tisaim. And we translate that to mean tazrinun, tazrinun veruach tital talunin. Scatter it around, and it'll be scattered in the wind. So you see that that word means to scatter. Amrulo. So you see from here that David HaMelech did it. He didn't have a problem with it. Amrulo. So the rabbi said back, Misham Raya, that's your Raya. Hey Omer, Vayisrifu Ba'ish. It says Vayisrifu Ba'ish. That they burnt it. It doesn't say they burnt it and they scattered it. Shmamina Vayisu'um Mamish. It means Vayisu'um Mamish, which doesn't mean to scatter. It just means that they burnt it. So Mikol Makom Kasha Kriyadadi. So this is a kasha now, because the Pesukim contradict themselves. Right. One Pesuk says he scattered it, and one says he didn't scatter it. So, Kedavuna Rami, Ksiv, Vayomer David, Vayisufu Ba'esh. One Pesuk says, David said burn it. Uksiv, Vayisufu. Another Pesuk says they scattered it. Which one is it? Lo kasha, Tanakasha. Kan, when did they say to burn it all? Kodem, Sheba, Iti, Hagiti. Before Iti the Giti came, he was a guy. Vikan, Lacha, Sheba, Iti Agiti. After he came, and he was mavatalit, tichshiv v'yigach es atros malkam me'al rosho. He took the crown, he put it on his head. Umishkala kikar kesef, kikar zahav, and it was weighed valat, weighed in kikar zahav. Umishari, how could David HaMelech put the crown on his head? Yisur hanonin u'tasar b'hanah. It's from the idol. So Amar Rav Nachman iti agati ba ubitla. If the Agati came along, and was mevatalit. He mevatalit, so it has no more avodah zarah, no longer aser bana. David said, "Ooh, that's a good crown. I'm taking that for myself." So same thing. Once David Melech said, once Iti Agati came, said, "I'm mevatal that avodah zarah. I'm mevatal it all. All right, now we can grind it up and use it for fertilizer. It's not aser bana anymore."
But why isn't burning it now?
What?
Why is it burning?
What do you do with the pieces?
You burn it with pieces.
What do you do with the ashes? That's what we're talking about. Now, Mishkal Zav, Mishkal Kikar Zav, Hechi Matzi Manachle, how could you put it on your head? It's way so much. Nobody can have it on their head. Amar V'hud Amar Rav, Ruya Lanuach Al Rosh David. It was Roy to fit on David's head. It means he didn't wear it, but it was Roy for him. That's one shot. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Evan Shoeves, Haisaba, David Darula. Some kind of magnet, which held it a little bit suspended, so he was able to wear it without him being too heavy. That's one shot. Rabbi Lazar Omar, Evan Yikara Haisiba Shishava Kikar Zav. No, it was some stone in it that was worth, that made it so heavy to take that stone out. Now we go on a tangent about this crown. Zos Haisa Li Ki Pikudacha Natsarti Maika Omar. What does that mean? Hachik Omar. Bishar Shepikaducha Natsarti Zos Haisa Li Leidus. The schar that you picked, there's an Eidus. My Eidus, what's the Eidus? Amar Shua ben Levi, Sheimenicha b'makom tefillin, that he put the crown on where the tefillin was supposed to be, v'hul maso, and it fit. Somehow it fit. V'abayi anuchei tefillin, but he had to put tefillin on, how can he fit the crown there? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, makom yesh b'rosh, shiroi laniach bo shtei tefillin. There's room on your head for two tefillin. So one part took up the crown, and one part took up the tefillin. When it says that there's space for two tefillin, is it side by side or front and back?
Front
Who
and
said?
Back.
Front, front and back.
Now you see it.
Now you see it. It's not side by side. It's front and back. Some people wear it. You see it in Israel.
Now
you don't see it here.
I see it. 10 years ago, you didn't see it.
No. But people wearing two tefillin on the Rosh, and you didn't see it.
Some of the Sfarim wear it.
Yeah, I know.
I never saw it.
And the
Shibu was kind of... Two pairs of tefillin? Really?
Here? Rabbi Saban from the Sephardi shul. He's from Israel.
Ask him how long ago he started putting that on.
Oh. I don't believe it.
Yeah, when he was 13 years old, he did it?
I don't believe it. Israel, yeah.
I don't believe it either.
We've been there many times, over the years, until 10 years ago, he never, ever saw it.
Now it's not uncommon.
Also, you know what you never saw also? You never saw people wearing tefillin in the street. You see it now in Yerushalayim, you see it. Never saw that when we were in there for the year, sure. 20 years ago.
The old Yerushalmis over there, they walked to and from.
30 years ago, I never saw it.
You mean during the middle of the day?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, guys walking around with tefillin. You never saw that. So, since tonight's Purim, the Torah Chaim says, that when it says in the Pasuk, it says in Megillah Esther, Mordechai Yatza Melfnei HaMelech, right, the Pasuk continues, Bavush Malchus Tchel Zechor Vatera Zahav Gedola, right? The Targum there says that Mordechai was not only was wearing a crown, he was also wearing his tefillin. You hear that? He was also wearing his tefillin and the crown. Somehow it both fit.
Which one was the tefillin?
What?
Only one pair, not two.
Only one pair he wore, chillin', yeah, probably only one pair. And it fit the crown also. Okay. Anyway, the Vayotzi was Ben HaMelech, Vitnu Olav is HaNezer, they gave the son of the king the Nezer, the crown, Ves HaEdus and the Edus. Nezer is a Kalila, Nezer is the crown. Edus, what's the Edus? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Edus who lebeis David, it was an Edus for Beis David, Shekol HaRoy LeMalchus Hulmaso, if you were Roy for the king, the crown fit you. V'chol she'inu royal malchus ein holmaso, and if not, it didn't fit you. V'adonio ben chagis misnasi lomar ni emloch. He said, "I'm going to be the king." So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, she misnasi luhumlo flohum also. He tried to put the crown on; it didn't fit. V'yas lo rachav v'parashim v'chamishim ish ratzim lefanov, and he made a. This is the end of the pasuk, and he made 250 people. To be like messengers for him, right? Running in front of. What does it mean by Yathla? What do you do? What do you mean he made them? He hired them. What do you mean he made them? What does that mean? So, Ma'ari Butayu, what did he do already? So, Tana, Kula Matule Tchol, he took out their spleens. I guess if you take out your spleen, it makes you run faster. Those Kenyans from in the Olympics. Taking out the spleen make you go faster, I don't know. And, or V'chakuke Kapos Haraglayim Hayu. And they also did something to the bottom of their feet. They carved out the bottom of their feet, so they shouldn't be so sensitive when they're running, they can run faster. Okay. I don't know what this means. Okay? Next. Ready? Shaul Proclus ben Philosophus Esorben Gamliel Ba'ako. This person, his name is Proclus ben Philosophus. Is that a real person? His father's name was Philosophers? Yeah. Anyway, he asked Ba'ako. He asked Rabbi Gamliel in Akko, right in the town of Akko, Shehayu Rochet Bemerchatz Shel Aphrodite. He went to go to the bathhouse of Aphrodite, right? He went to Aphrodite's bathhouse, and the Rambam says that Aphrodite is the name of a star, and there was a Shikoch of Noga, whatever that means, and there was a statue there that looked like, Yeah, I understand. It's true, there are some people that are makbid not to say the names of Avodah Zarahs. They don't want to give any credence, they don't even say the name of Avodah Zarah, but for learning, you're learning the Daf Yomi, you're learning the Gemara, of course they could say the name. Anyway, okay. Amalei, what? Yeah. Kasav b'tarashem, it says in your Torah, says the philosopher, lo yidbak b'yadchem u'man acherim. You're not allowed to get Hanah from Avodah Zarah. What are you doing in this bathhouse? The bathhouse of Aphrodite. If they ma'at aroche, it's Aphrodite. What are you doing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite? So Amalo, ain't me shivim b'merchatz. You're not allowed to talk learning in the base of Merchatz. I can't talk learning in the base of Merchatz. I can't answer you back in the base of Merchatz. That itself is also learning, no? To say you're not allowed to learn in the Merchatz is learning. Right? So, well, yeah, exactly. They can't even talk them there. So ukishiyote, and when you go out, when he went out, amalo anilo basi bigvula ukishiyote. So when they went outside of the bathhouse, amalo. First of all, he gives three reasons why it's mutter to go to this bathhouse. Amalo anilo basi bigvula, he ba bigvuli. I was here first. I went to this bathhouse before Aphrodite made it Aphrodite's bathhouse. It used to be called the local town bathhouse. Then someone came and put up a thing of Aphrodite. I'm here first. What kind of answer is that? That's first answer number one, right? That's answer number one. Now, so the Turi Evan asks an unbelievable question. He says, that the Gemara says a guy who learns Torah is chayiv misa. Okay? Why? Two reasons. Number one, two reasons. It says Torah tzivah lanu Moshe, either Mo Rasha, it's our inheritance. So if you learn, if a guy learns Torah, he's stealing, stealing my inheritance. Or it's Mo Rasha, which is like it's a marriage bond, like an Erusin. And if the guy learns Torah, it's like he's committing adultery. And he's chayiv misa for that. So the Torah even says, if you hold the first pshat, that it's an inheritance, so you can be mochel. And Gamliel says, I'll sit down and learn with you this sugya. I'll learn the sugya with you, why it's mutter to go to the guy. He can be mochel. And not only that, not even losing any money. It's not like money where I'll give you $1,000. No.
It's the same halacha that he has to learn.
What? Who, the guy?
Yeah.
No, the guy said, what are you doing in the bathhouse? I'm allowed to be here.
It's the same worship in Nile. Same thing. He's not allowed to do that either.
No. Okay. Okay. No one says that. But if you say to the guy, but if you hold it, it's because of an adultery issue, he can be mochel that. It's not going to be paid lawyer with this guy. He can be mochel that. Mochel money, he can be mochel. So I'll learn with you. It's an inheritance. It's gzela. I'm mochel. And not only that, the Dori Evan says you don't even lose anything. It's like a candle. You give light all the candles. And like the first candle didn't lose anything. So okay, it's a gzela thing. But if it's a real iser, like it's a adultery, how can you be mochel that? What's the heter? He doesn't answer the question. Okay.
How can you be
mochel? So it's each individual person. It's a fair question. The whole question is not really a question, right? Number two, ein omrim nasi merchat noy l'Aphrodite. Not the pshat, says Rabbi Gamliel. It's not the pshat that the bathhouse services Aphrodite. The other way around. Ela omer nasa Aphrodite noy l'merchat. No. The Aphrodite serves the bathhouse. In other words, it's not a temple to Aphrodite, and also there's a bathhouse here. That's all the way around. There's a bathhouse here. Okay, somebody put up a thing of Aphrodite. Doesn't mean anything. That's not the Avodah Zarah. I mean, it's Avodah Zarah. That's not the Isser. The second answer, that's Mutter. Number three, Davar Acher. So some say that there's no Davar Acher by the first two. So maybe that's really one answer. It's a whole machlokas. We've shown him. It's a one answer. It's a two answers. What? Wait, we're going to get to the Gemara. Davar Acher. I'll give you a third answer. If I give you $1 million, wouldn't you walk into the bathhouse? Wouldn't you walk into the temple naked? And wouldn't you go to the bath? If I have $1 million, wouldn't you go to the bathroom in front of your Avodah Zarah in your temple for $1 million? Mistami, you would do it. So, Zu Omedes Al Pi Bib. This is the aisle sitting over here in the bathhouse. And everyone goes to the bathroom over here. Meaning you're gods. Es shenoe bo mishum eloha osir. You treat it as a god, that's the isser. Es she'enanoeg bo mishum eloha mutter. And if you're not treating it as a god, it's mutter.
Answer number two and answer number three are very similar.
Correct. Correct. Okay? Those are the three answers. Says the Gemara, hechi avad hachi, how could Rabbi Gamliel tell him, how could he even tell him that? You're not allowed to even think about learning in the Beis HaKisei, in the Beis HaMerachat, right? Now, v'chi tema, you want to tell me, now, the Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to ask a shayla, relating to the Beis HaMerachat in the Beis HaMerachat, if some shayla comes up, right? That's mutter. Because it's about the bathhouse. So if you have a shayla in the bathhouse, you have a shayla in the mikvah about the that's mutter. So he says maman of shach. If he's asking me what I'm doing here, I'm in the bathhouse, that's mutter. And if it's not mutter, and he answers him back, I can't tell you in the bathhouse because it's not mutter. That itself is learning, right?
Listen, what was the Gemara's question? He said, wait till we get outside, didn't he?
What?
What's the question?
No, then he said, when we went outside.
So
how can he even tell him that? So, v'chi tema, b'loshim, one second. Yeah. V'chi tema, b'loshim, chol amale. You want to tell him he told him in Greek or English? Doesn't change anything. Dvarim abaya, dvarim shal chol, dvarim of chol, mutter, l'amr, b'loshim kodesh. Right? But dvarim shal kodesh, also, you're allowed to speak Hebrew in the bathhouse. There's no Israel speaking Hebrew in the bathhouse. Not an Israel. Hebrew's not... But Dvarim Shel Chol, Asul Om B'Lashem, Dvarim Shel Kodesh, Asul Om B'Lashem Chol. But if it's Torah, you can't even say it in English. So what's pshat? Tana kishiyetze amalo ein meshivin lemechad. No, he answered him outside. That's the pshat. He answered him outside. Okay, he answered him outside. To even say I can't answer you in here is also learning, right? Okay. Others say that if someone asks you a question in the bathhouse, if it's related to the bathhouse, you can give a one-word answer, short answers. He can't be Meirich. He wants to be Meirich. He did it outside. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Yossi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Yossi, Brevi, Amar Rav Hoshia, Tshuva Genuva, Hishiva, Gnil Osa Hagmon. He gave, the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. He gave an incorrect answer. Right? That's what Genuva means wrong, right?
Deceptive.
He gave a deceptive answer. Why? Vani Omar, I say, ain't a Genuva, there was nothing wrong with it. My Genuva, I say, what was the potential deception? What did he say? The Karma Lo, Zuo Medes Al Pi Abib. What did he tell you? What did he tell him? Everybody here is going to the bathroom. Everyone here is naked. Everyone here is, it's a bathhouse. And there's an idol on the wall. So that's already such a big Aveira? The only time it's Aser is if it's Derech service. It's not Derech service. Everyone's walking around without clothing on in a bathhouse. That's not service.
It should be for
both. That's the Gemara's question. V'chol adam mashin b'foneha, and everyone's going to the bathroom. V'chi mashin b'foneha, my habit. It's a big deal. Why is that not service? V'amar rava, pa'or yochiach, pa'or will show that. She paru in l'fana b'chol ayom v'ein a batal. Everybody goes to the bathhouse, goes to the bathroom in front of pa'or, and that's not an issue. That's not mevatal it. So why is going to the bathroom the benchmark? Right, Willow told him, don't worry about it, it's not a problem. So Gemara answers, Vani Omer, I say, Eino Genuva. That wasn't deceptive. Zu Avodasa Bekach, Vizu Eino Avodasa Bekach. That's how you worship Pa'or. That's not how you worship Aphrodite. So to do that in front of Pa'or, that's normal. To do it in front of Aphrodite, it's not normal. That's my heter. Amar Abaya, no. Genuvasa Mehacha. The deception was from this one. The Amalei told him, Anilo Basi Bigvula Viba Bigvuli. I was here first. Says Rabbi Gamliel, I was there first. First, it was a bathhouse. Then you made it into a temple. Not temple. You put the idol up of Aphrodite. I was here first. So, chibab gvula, my habit. It's a big deal. You were here first. What kind of answer is that? Right? Vatnan, we learned. Ovid kochavim. You have a goy. Sheyesh lo merchatz. You have a merchatz ogina or a garden. Nen in mehen shelo betova. You're allowed to get hana from it without good. What does it mean without good? So Rashi says it means shelo yachzik tova lekomrim. You're allowed to go to the bathhouse, but you can't say to the priest. The priest owns the bathhouse. It's the church's bathhouse, and you can't say to the priest, "What a nice, such a good job you guys did. So clean. So what a wonderful place." You can't give him a pat on the back. Lo yachzik tova lekomrim. You can't give chizuk to the priest. That you can't do. Ubehana lo mitzar. It's not also bahana. What? Kidamrin lekamon ein hektish lavodis kochavim elashiyakriv lefanav bitakroves. It's only usher if you do some kind of service. Just because the church owns the bathhouse, that doesn't mean you can't go there. What are they doing with the bathhouse? They're renting it out to people. That's not usher. What's usher? To give him a pat on the back. To give him chizuk. That's usher. That's what Rashi says. That's a very unique pshat. Think about that pshat, right? Tosfos says, by the way, Rashi on Daf later on says that you're not allowed to pay for the bathhouse. So Tosfos says Rashi Soser himself. Rashi changed his mind. Says the Bach, Rashi didn't change his mind. You can't do anything to give chizuk to the bath attendant, to the church. Whether it's paying, if it's free, you can go. Why? It's not a, what is it? The church owns the bathhouse, so therefore what? They didn't worship anything in that bathhouse. They happen to own it. So you can't give the guy a pat on the back. You can't give the priest a pat on the back. And you also can't pay. You can't pay an entrance fee, because that's the same thing as giving a pat on the back.
Right?
Right? That's Rashi not Tosfos himself at all. He's not Tosfos himself.
But if you do give a tip in or something, you're supporting the church.
What?
If you give money, you're supporting the church.
Rashi says you're not allowed to. Tosfos says that to pay an entrance fee is mutter. I don't know how we pass it on these kind of issues. To pay an entrance fee is mutter. What's usher is, just to really be like, he calls it lahachzik lehem tova, to get pat on the back, encouragement, all those things are usher. They charge an entrance fee, so everyone pays an entrance fee. What does that have to do with the Avodah Zarah? Just because the church happens to own the property, what's that Avodah Zarah? So it's a big shaila. Correct. So Rashi said, what does that have to do with worship? So you're saying, but so indirect. It's indirect. They have more money in their coffers. Correct. They can do missionary work. They have more money. So Rashi says no. Tosa says yes. It's a machlokas. How we pass it, I don't know. So the Taz explains, how could Rabbeinu Tam say you could give an entrance fee? So the Taz explains, because the only time it's usher is if it's direct benefit to Avodah Zarah. It's not direct benefit to Avodah Zarah. It's indirect. Why? What does this have to do with church services? Nothing. It happens to be, let's say they own, there used to be a church in Manhattan, and they owned the church owned a comedy club. They owned the building. So if you go to the comedy, this is a true story. It was used to be in Manhattan. You go to the comedy club,
you're supporting
the church.
Right.
So I called the rabbi, he said, you can't go. That was in the days when I would go to such a thing. You can't go. Never go today to such a thing. No interest. You can't go. Why? Because he was machmer, like Rashi. What? Okay? Oh my goodness. So, where are we up to? Ve'enen in mehen, ve'enen in mehen betova. Right? And so it's mutter to go to the bathhouse of the Avodah Zarah. Vani omer, so, 1 minute. So you're allowed to benefit from the bathhouse. So what was the lie? What was the deception? The implication is okay. Vani Omer, ain't a gneiva, it's not a problem. Shlo betovas, Rabbi Gamliel, ketovas acherim dabi. Rabbi Gamliel was not a regular person. He was a chash of a person. So therefore what? Since he was a chash of a person, right, then it was mutter for him to go. He didn't have to worry that there's a hanah to the bathhouse somehow. Somehow, okay, we have to stop. So somehow that since he was a special person,
his
he was.
His
going was itself a hanah. So the only reason why it was mutter was because he came first. All right, so we got a little behind. We'll stop. We're up to Rav Shimi Bar Chia Amar Kedivasa Mehacha. No, this is a deception. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. So tomorrow we're doing it. Doing the daf. Let me just stop it. Tomorrow we're doing the daf next door.